Okay, so good afternoon. Like you hear during the first presentation, Liberia had a conflict for about 15 years. And after the conflict, we had to rebuild our country. And that included rebuilding the health sector. As a country, we developed the poverty reduction strategy. And in that strategy, there were two key indicators for health. Were to reduce maternal mortality by 10% by 2011 and reduce child mortality by 15% by 2011. We were also included among the highly indebted poor countries. And as an indicator for meeting the HIPAA goal, we were supposed to implement included among the highly indebted poor countries. Facilities by October 2009. Then Liberia, like every other country, we also have to meet the MDG targets. Well, for us to be able to meet those targets, we had to develop a plan. And so moving from emergency through transition to development, we first developed a five-year plan, and that five-year plan was based on six key pillars. We had a basic package of health services, which we considered the cornerstone. We consider it the head. Today is the essential package. We had the human resources, the infrastructure. The human resources, which we consider the trunk, infrastructure and support system, the arms, and then the legs, partnership and health financing. Well, with the basic package of health services, which were the services that the government at the time guaranteed that it was going to be available at all levels of the healthcare delivery system for all Liberians, was implemented for about 3 years. And then after the 3 years, we built on the basic package and introduced additional services, and the package became the essential package of health services. There were some key momentum building activities. For the basic package, for us to monitor the implementation of the basic package, we set a target of implementing the basic package in about 80% of public health facilities between 2007 to 2011 June, which we did achieve. And then we monitored that by using a process we call the accreditation process. You know, in a situation, in a post-conflict country, what you would like to do first is to make the services available. And then later on, you can focus on quality. And so this accreditation process is not the regular one that you know. It was not intended to close down facilities. It was intended to guide facilities for improvement over time. And so each health facility was accredited annually. Scorecards were provided, and the scorecards were used as the basis for improvement. Initially, we used most of the indicators were input indicators. You didn't have the health workers, you made them available. The drugs were not there, you made them. You improved the infrastructure. And then later on, through the transition process to development, when we introduced the EPHS, we introduced more quality indicators. When we started the implementation, human resources was our biggest challenge. At the time, after the emergency in 2006, early 2007, we had a lot of NGOs around. There were NGOs who could attract health workers because they could pay more. There were NGOs who could not attract because they didn't have the money to pay. And the government facilities, it was like the place to just go and sign and moonlight in other places. And we needed to standardize that. And so we standardize what we call the incentive package across, and we ask everybody to pay the same thing, including the government. And then we build in some small support for rural service. So those who were posted in rural areas made a little bit more. Now we also had to train health workers, especially to lead and to coordinate. The next thing was the infrastructure. The next pillar, during the war, most of the infrastructure was destroyed. And so the first thing we did was to map where we had facilities. And we noted that even the facilities had no standards. It ranged from one room, mud black with thatch, to the best that you can think about in the African setting. And so we came up with a model structure for clinics. And then we started implementing that, and we realized that we did not take the geographic into consideration. And so you could not take the model, it could not fit in certain areas perfectly. And so we are moving on to designing architectural standards. Then the support system. When we moved in, if you just have the opportunity to read our first year annual report, 2006, it was nothing like an annual report because we did not even have the information to write. So we had to build the health information system. And today, I think we have something better. We also have to start decentralized management support system with our counties. Now, financing the health sector. What we met on the ground was emergency, and so donors were supporting NGOs directly. The government did not have the authority. Nobody was monitoring what the NGOs were doing, and NGOs were, you could do what you were able to do to help the situation. And we needed to coordinate that. So we organized what we call the coordination forum, that we call the Health Sector Coordination Committee. And that gave birth to the Health Pool Fund. And so donors who were willing to pull their funds into a basket. And today the Ministry of Health is the manager of that fund. The minister decides what it supports, of course, with support from the Health Pool Fund Steering Committee. But USAID was not in that basket, even though they provided a good sum of money to the health sector. They continued to support NGOs directly. Initially, after we developed the five-year plans, we insisted we're going to be a part of developing the RFP and vetting the NGOs that will come and work to ensure that our health plan was implemented. Thank God today we have moved from that to what we call, they are still not in the basket, but at least we have control. So what we call the fixed amount reimbursement arrangement. And with this arrangement, we have an agreed project with agreed indicators. The government of Liberia front loads the funding, and when we achieve the indicators, USAID reimburses the funds. So far, using the strategies we have put in place, especially with our county-based participation, we are transitioning from fragmented services to more coordinated services. So we are moving from NGO-led humanitarian assistance to county-led developmental assistance. Nowadays, our county health teams have taken more and more leadership role in deciding what happens in their county and with the NGOs. We are also moving from vertical programs to a more integrated package of services. The basic package was the first one, and then the essential package of health services. We continue to build capacity for the county health team for them to be able to move forward. And like you heard earlier, our colleague Ramsey will tell you about the process of the capacity building. Nowadays, we do county-based health planning. Currently, every county has a 10-year plan. Every year, we do an annual revision, and they do an annual operational plan. Counties are also coordinating the donor assistance and the NGOs within their counties, the same way we do at the national level. We also have a national health policy and plan for community health. So the basic package, which was a transitional package, look at the 6 service delivery areas that you see up there. And then with the 10-year plan, which starts the beginning of the development, we have the essential package, which is building on the 6 service delivery areas of the basic package plus additional services. Well, with the Ministry of Health leadership and with technical assistance from RBHS, we are introducing standards into the care that we deliver. So we have developed core standards, especially for the primary level. We've started that for the secondary level. We adapted an appropriate model of quality improvement, outlining the initial activities for quality improvement teams for the Ministry of Health and developing an agenda for reporting results and action planning. So this is the model looking at defining the quality, measuring the quality, improving the quality, and recognizing that quality is key for service delivery. The content area for the quality in the clinical standards, we look at 10 content area for maternal, newborn, and child health. And you see them listed there. Then the number of standards and verification criteria. We had about 196 total standards. There are 77 core standards and 1,290 verification criteria. So these are the core standards. And how do we measure the standards that we have introduced? We have expanded on our accreditation process, like I said earlier. We have included the quality indicators into the accreditation process. And we did the first one, we tried it with the RBHS supported facilities in 2009. And then lessons learned from there, we have institutionalized it within the Ministry of Health. So this year we have done the survey, we conducted the survey in summer 2012, and we look at a measure of the quality of care along with systemic components. We also do integrated supportive supervision to continue on with the quality of care improvement. So at county level, they do monthly supervision integrated, and the central does quarterly verification. This is just one of the results from the 2012 accreditation. It is interesting to note that when we're doing the accreditation during the BPHS, we're able to achieve more than 80% in our health facilities, implement the BPHS in our health facilities. And that is because we're now looking at the quality. Now that we are looking at the quality, it has dropped significantly. I wouldn't tell you what it is now, but we will just look at the services. And you will see EPI is about 50%, which is the highest. And TB is about 26%. And it is interesting to note that health workers in Liberia, the simplest thing, hand washing, is not done routinely. So to be able to continue and promote quality of care in our health facilities, we are integrating the quality of care with the performance-based financing. And then we'll track and follow up. We have also integrated supportive supervision, and so we do one-on-one mentoring during supervision to improve quality of services. So to conclude, we define the quality by introducing clinical standards. We started off with the outpatient. We are developing those for the inpatient. We are measuring the quality by using the accreditation annually. and then to address issues that come up from the accreditation, we do integrated supervision monthly and verify quarterly to improve the quality of services. And to continue to improve the quality of services, we are integrating the standards, the quality, with the performance-based financing to promote consistent use of quality indicators. What next? We'll continue to rebuild, reform, and consolidate for the future. Thank you.